The West Indies will start up as favorite after winning 34 of their previous 44 ODI meetings between the two sides. But an upset is possible, as Ireland have proved. Ireland shocked the West Indies by 4 wickets, but the Windies have recovered and have now moved to second place on the table following their 150-run destruction of Pakistan. Zimbabwe, on their part, are in fourth position after South Africa slumped to a heavy 130-run loss at the end of India, sending them crashing to fifth on the log. Zimbabwe breathed a new life into their campaign following that 4-wicket win over the United Arab Emirates, and Captain Elton Chigumbura is targeting victory over the Windies. He is on record saying Zimbabwe will run down the big guns.
We are good enough to win matches at this tournament.
The Chevrons have so far been impressive, with Hamilton Masakadza plundering 80 runs against the Proteas and Sean Williams hitting an unbeaten 76 against the United Arab Emirates. Not to be outdone was Test captain Brendan Taylor, who weighs in with 47 runs, and cricket follower Andrew Matore is also of the opinion that the Windies will fall.
A small Ireland beat West Indies, so Zimbabwe can also win against West Indies.
Matore says cricket and sports in general has gone through a period of change.
I think there is no more any small team. Zimbabwe can win this match.
Chris Gayle's form has been a major concern for the Windies, as their star man was dismissed for a paltry 4 against Ireland. All-rounder Duane Bravo will most likely miss the encounter against Zimbabwe after aggravating an injury in the win over Pakistan. However, Andrew Russell, who is in peak form, is readily available and is looking forward to tearing Zimbabwe apart. Victory over the West Indies will send Zimbabwe closer to a place in the Super 8 stages and another place in history. Observers, however, have pointed out that it is easier said than done. Meanwhile, Chiefs United yesterday beat Dynamo 6-5 on post-match penalties in the Sino-Zimbabwe Cement Cup at Rufaro Stadium after the teams had failed to break their 1-1 draw in regulation time. For winning the tournament, Chiefs United received 15,000, while Dynamo's the losers took home 10,000. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.